Okay, so today's daf is Yuma Daf Chav Tes, and we're going to start from the very beginning of the daf. The Gemara says Hirhure Aveira. So the Gemara is talking about things that are, it seems that something seems easy and something is, but in practice it's very difficult. So an example here is Hirhure Aveira, desires of women, to be with women. Kasha me'avero. That's even more difficult, and they weaken the body more than the actual sin itself. Because since you don't fulfill your desire, it's difficult, it's harmful to the body. When you have a desire, you can't satisfy that desire. V'simanach recha debisra. The sign for this, a code word for this, is someone who smells roasted meat. That's much worse, because you're not eating it, but you're just smelling the aroma. Shilhe de kaima kasha mikaima, the heat at the end of the summer, at the end of Elul, is more oppressive than the summer itself, than the heat itself of the summer. Visimanach tanura shigira, an oven that was heated. In other words, if it was heated two or three times in the day, when you heat it one more time, it will get hot quicker, and it's easier to... I guess it's easier to burn with small amounts of wood. So similarly, the end of the summer, since it's already been very hot, the air is very warm, so then your body will get hot very quickly. And even a little bit of heat can be harmful. Ishta desitva, That's like the fever, I think. Or the days of the winter. What's the kadacha? It's something that heats your body. So I guess it's a fever. Kasha be the kaiba. It's more difficult than the fever of the summertime. V'simanach tanura kirira. Of like a cold oven that wasn't burned yet. So you need a lot of wood in order to heat it. So similarly, the fever of the winter, that since the air is very cold and the body is cold, and still the sick person gets a fever. So obviously, this is more harmful. Migmar ba'atikta. So learning something old that you learned and you forgot. Kasha mecharata. That's more difficult than something that you learned new that you hadn't learned before. So the reason for this, the Michtam Eliyahu writes, that he says, Lufi shehalome davar chadash. If you learn something new, kevan sheyodea sheyodea, since you know that you don't know it, Mamik b'davar mis amet lahavin. Then you work really hard and try to understand it. Ulam halome davar shekvar lavan mimene. But if you learn something you already learned before, ain darko lahamik. You're not going to try to delve into it. V'dim se machvis milimudo. So you're not going to try to learn as well. However, he says amnam halome davar yashan umag bokila hayadavar chodesh lo nemar lav davar zeh. He said if you learn something old but you delve into it as if it's something new, then that's okay. The Ben Yoyada explains that sometimes a person learns a pasuk and he explains it in writing in a way that only he understands it. And then when someone else comes to learn based on this, it's harder for him to understand it more than had he explained it. I guess if he already wrote something about it and he doesn't fully understand it, then when he comes back to it again, he's sort of biased by his first interpretation. So it's also difficult for him. Okay, but in any case... And v'simanach tina bartina, so the mud, the son of mud, that mud sometimes if that was made already once, that's harder to get solidify than mud from new dirt. Same thing comes to learning. I'm Rabbi Bo, my time in the Rabbi Dichsiv, lamesech ayelas hashachar. So it's for the conductor by the ayelas hashachar. What's ayelas hashachar? So the shachar is like an ayala, like a deer. So ma ayala zu karnea maftilos lekan lekan, the deer, the horns are spread out here and there. Av shachar zeh maftil lekan lekan, so it also spreads out. This explains why the sun in a cloudy day spreads this way and that way. That's what we're going on before. Amar of Zera, Lama Nimshla Esther Layala. Why is it Esther compared to an Ayala? Lomar lacha, ma yala rachma tzar v'chaviv al bala kol shav v'shel k'shav v'shoda. But Ayala has a narrow womb, and so therefore she is endeared to her husband each time, like the first time. Af Esther hoyse chaviv al achir kol shav v'shel k'shav v'shoda. So too, she endeared him. She was endeared to Achashverosh every time, like the first time, I guess, that they were together. Okay, so Amar Ravasi, Lama Nimshla Esther Lashachar. Why is Esther compared to the morning? Lama Lacha, Ma Shachar, Sof Kol Laila, Esther Sof Kol Nisim. Just like the morning comes at the end of the night, so Esther comes at the end of all the miracles. After the miracle of Purim that came through Esther, there were no more miracles that were done to Klal Yisrael. I guess there were open miracles. But the Marsha asked, he says that, he asked the following. He said, "Lichor nimshlu hagalios v'hester ponim l'layla." It seems that the galus and the hiddenness is like the darkness. V'gilu ponim v'gul nimshlu layom. And when the redemption is like the daytime. V'imkain ech mafarz t'mashal sheshachar sheusofalat chilat oriyom. He says, understand how then is the shachar the morning, which is the end of the night, the beginning of the day. L'sovzman nisim. Why is it the end of the miracles? Already lomar lehefer. It should be the opposite. That Esther nimsha le'erev. Esther should be compared to the evening. Shekvo she'erev hu b'sof hayom. Just like the evenings at the end of the day. Kach Esther yisof kol nisim. That Esther should be the end of the miracles. Bayer and he explains. Shekvo nisim for some b'olam ha'azeb. All the miracles that are public in this world. Hitzchilu b'layla. They begin at night. Okay. So umesayim. Right. Lufiza kavanaso. She'esther yisof ha'nisim shomum hazeh. She'nasim b'layla. Esther is like the end of all the miracles of this world that began at night. And therefore, l'chein nimshal l'shachar, it's like the morning. Shekmo she'achri ha'shachar. It's just like after the morning, ein es ha'layla, kach ein yoser nisim. So, there are no more miracles. But he asked about, but wait a second. He asked about Chanukah. She'nishal neros Chanukah gam ha'yabalaya was also at night. So he doesn't really answer that question, but yeah. Okay. That's right. That's not how you're saying that Sof Kol Halayla. You're saying Sof Kol. I think that's a better pshat, Herbie, than what the Gemara suggests. The Gemara said it's Sof Kol Hanisim. It's the end of all the miracles. I like your pshat better, but I don't think that's what the Gemara is saying. But you know what I'm saying? He says it's Sof Kol Hanisim. You're saying that was the darkest part of the history before his daytime. I think it's a beautiful pshat. So now the Gemara is going to ask, Vaha Ika Chanukah, was there Chanukah? So the Gemara says, Nitna Likasev Kabrita. So the miracle of Chanukah was the last miracle that was written, but the other ones weren't written. According to the opinion, that's good. According to the opinion, it says that Esther is fit to be written. According to the opinion, it holds that Miguel's Esther was not fit to be written. What can you say? So Moki Blach, Rabbi Binyamin Ben Yafes and Rabbi Lazar. So we follow Rabbi Binyamin Ben Yafes, the said name of Rabbi Lazar. Dom Rabbi Binyamin Ben Yafes, Rabbi Lazar. Let me show the tefillos tzaddikim kayelas. Why are the prayers of the righteous like this, like the deer? Lo malacha, ma yeles, kolz zu, kolz machimageles, karnem of tilos. It's just like the more it grows, the horns spread. Av tzadikim, kolz machimar mitfilot, tfilos nishmas. Righteous people, the more they pray, their prayer is heard. Okay, so then we're saying it's, so that according to the opinion that Miguel's Esther was not fit to be written, so they're going to explain. Ayat HaShachar is not about Esther, but it's about Tefillah in general. Okay. And the Gemara is now going to continue about the Yom Kippur Avoda. And we said the following, that so they're saying that the Mishnah said that one time they made a mistake when they thought it was the daylight, but it was really the moon, and Shachtu was the Tamid. They Shachtu the Korban Tamid when they saw the light of the moon, they thought it was the light of the sun. So the Gemara asked, Amos, so when did this mistake happen? Elam Bishar Yibos Aishada, if this had happened during the rest of the year, not on Yom Kippur, then Lo Sagid Lav Kohen Gadol, So isn't it, why don't you simply have another Kohen? The other day is you don't necessarily need the Kohen Gadol. So why did it say, Horidu Kohen Gadol at Tefillah? In other words, the story was that they brought the Kohen Gadol to the mikvah because, and they thought it was the day, but it really was, it was still the night. So if the story took place with the Kohen Gadol who did the Avodah, so it couldn't have been the rest of the year. Ela b'Yom Kippurim, Ma'or Levanim Ika. So if you say this took place Yom Kippur, would the light of the moon be so close to Alos HaShachar Yom Kippur? Because the moon being visible towards the dawn, that only happens towards the very end of the month. This would not happen. In other words, it would not happen that the moon would be visible, fully visible, sort of towards dawn in the first third of the month on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, Hachi Kamar. So really, you have to say the following, that you're right. It did not take place on Yom Kippur. B'yom HaKippurim, that on Yom Kippur, Ki Amar Barak Barkai, Harida Kohen Gadol, Lebeis HaTfila. So really, he wants to say that the statement of they brought the Kohen Gadol down to the Beis HaTfilah, that is talking about on Yom Kippur, but the story happened not on Yom Kippur. So that's have to read the Mishnah. That one time they made a mistake, but they made a mistake about the Korban HaTamid, that was not on Yom Kippur, but they're saying that when it says Harida Kohen Gadol Beis HaTfilah, that takes place on Yom Kippur. So he's like, they're saying, in other words, they have a little digression in the Mishnah. They tell because they made a mistake one time, not on Yom Kippur. Then now they're going back to what happens on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara now wants to talk about other avodos that were done on the night that, if we say that carbon tummy that was shechted at night is burnt. So there were other avodos that if they were done at night, they were also burnt. So Tani Avua de Rabbi Avin Lozu Bilvad Amru Galaf Malikas Haof Kamitas Mincha Balayla Tisarif. So also, if you pluck the head of the bird for like the Ola Saof, so when you would kill the bird for a korban, or you did the handful for the mincha, you bring a mincha offering, so you take a handful and you burn that at the mizbeach. So if those were done, both of those take the place, are similar to the shechita by an animal. There's the equivalent of shechita by an animal is malika by a bird, and the kemitza, taking the handful by the mincha, and just like shechita at night is pasul and invalidates the korban, so too, these actions are pasul at night and they would be burnt. Bishlam olas of ma'ida hava hava. I understand by olas of, because what happened. Since it was killed, you can't resuscitate the animal and then kill it again. So since there's no way to fix it, so it has to burn. It has to be burnt. Ela komets, but the komets nahadra. Why don't you, if you took the mincha, the handful off at the wrong time, why don't you return it back to the kli, unahadav niksa b'yamama, and then redo it during the daytime? Why do you have to burn the mincha? So the Gemara answers, hu tani la. So the father, Rabbi Abin, who brought this brisa, taught this. Vahu amar la, and he also gave the answer to resolve this problem. Klisharis makachin afilu shelo bizmano. So the klisharis sanctifies it even not in its time. So the komets requires nesina v'kiddush b'klisharis. You have to put it in a kli, in a vessel. And since it was placed in a kli, even though you did it at night, then it's not the time of kemitza. Then the kemitza is sanctified. And once it was sanctified, so whatever's left in the kli is called shirayim, leftovers, and you can't, and therefore, you can't return it. Like you're basically done. Like in other words, you've already altered this mincha offering. You can't do the kmitza a second time. And since the kmitza is not kosher, you can't basically undo what was done. Once you take the kmitza out and you put in a kli shares, so then it takes on a status. And what you don't take off, what's remaining, also has the status of shirayim. So you can't offer the shirayim anymore. You can't do the kmitza anymore. So then you're stuck, and so therefore you have to burn this mincha. The Gemara asks, Meisve, but we have a question. Zeaklal kolakar biyom kadosh biyom v'cholakar b'layla kadosh bein biyom vein b'layla. So it says that anything that the time to bring it as a korban is during the day, so it has kedusha during the day by putting in a kli sharis. And anything that's brought at night, like minchas nesachim, so that is, in other words, if you brought a korban and then after the appropriate time, you brought the mincha and the nesachim, you could even bring them at night. In other words, let's say you have a korban, and then you have the accompanying mincha, and then nisach hayayin, and the wine libations. You have to shecht and bring the korban during the day, but if need be, the mincha and the nesachim can be at night. The accompanying, you know, sacrifices with the korban itself. So anything that can be brought at night, it's kadosh. It become holy. Bein bayom vebalai, whether day or night. But let's. What did the first statement say? Katani mihas kolakara bayom kadosh bayom biyom in belayla lo. We just said that the Brisa says that anything that the time to bring it is during the day, it only can become kadosh. It can only achieve sanctity during the day, but not at night. So how can Rabbi Abin say, oh, the reason why you can't, you know, just put back the kmitza, right? Let's say again, you took the kmitza at nighttime. Oh, you made a mistake. So just put it back. No, you can't put it back because it's already holy. No, this Brisa says that anything that you could only bring during the day, so you can't bring it. It doesn't become holy. There's no kedusha if you mistakenly do it at night. So why can't you simply put it back? So the Gemara answers, Dilma, maybe, Eino kadosh likare. What it means is, it's not kadosh to bring it as a sacrifice, eval kadosh lipasel. But it does become holy to invalidate it. So in other words, it's not like a binary question. Either it completely is kadosh or it's not kadosh at all, but it's kadosh partially. And since you did the kmitza, you took the handful of the flour at night, and you put it in a kli, so now it's kadosh to the extent that you can't return it back to the kli of the mincha and to invalidate the kmitza. And therefore, once it becomes daytime, then this becomes pasul belina, because you didn't use it, and you would have to burn it, and then you would have to burn it. So when our brisa says kol kar bayom kadosh bayom, that's only kadosh to be brought as a sacrifice, but if it's brought at night, so that it does have powers to pasul, to invalidate it. Okay, now it says in the Torah the following, a little background here. It says in the Torah of Lakachta Soles that you would take flour. V'yafisa osa shtemes rechalos v'dasate ala maracha levod azaka v'yom ha-shavos v'yom ha-shavos yorchenu. So we see from here that there's a mitzvah saseh to arrange the lechem aparim on the shulchan in the heichal, that's in the mikdash itself, every Shabbos. So what do? You put the chalos in two rows. You have, right, there are 12 chalos. You have 6 chalos at every row, one on top of the other. And on the side of each of them, you place a kli that has a kometz of frankincense, a handful of frankincense, a lavona. And that is called what? A bazach, right? You have two bazichim. And on Shabbos, they would take the chalos and the bazichim that were placed, that were left from the previous Shabbos, and they would burn the frankincense. And that, doing that, would be mekadesh, that would sanctify the bread, the lechem. And afterwards, then, the kohanim can eat the lechem. So in other words, the burning of the frankincense, of the lavona, that serves to permit the eating of the Lechem HaPanim. Okay? And so now the Gemara wants to bring a question on the father Rabbi Abin from the Lechem HaPanim. Meisiv Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira asks this halacha that Kli Shares is Mekadesh Shelo Bizmanam. Right? That's what the father Rabbi Abin holds. So see there es halecha ves abozichim achar Shabbos. Let's say you arranged the lechem and these little spoons or ladles after Shabbos. Okay, so you didn't arrange it on Shabbos. You did it on Sunday. V'hikter es abozichim b'Shabbos, and then you burnt you burnt the frankincense on Shabbos and psula, and everything's possible. Why? Because you need to arrange the lechem and the bazichim on Shabbos so they would stay on the shulchan for 7 days. And since you arranged them on Sunday, so you didn't 7 days didn't pass. And therefore, there was called mechus rezman, not enough time passed. And therefore, they be puzzled. So Ketzed Yasa, what should you do? Yanichenu l'shana haba'a. You leave the lechem on the shulchan until the next Shabbos. So during that, again, so you made a mistake. You reorganize everything on a Sunday. You don't touch it the following Shabbos. And on that Shabbos, the next Shabbos, you can't eat it, but you remove the bread and you rearrange it again. And the Shabbos afterwards, you remove the bread from the Shulchan and you burn the Levoda, the frankincense, and then the Kohanim can eat the bread. So even though, right, so now what's going on? The bread will have been in its place for 13 days. So that's not a problem. Shafilu amda ala shulchan yamim rabim ein mikach klum. Even if the bread remains on the shulchan for many days, it's not a problem because the lechem was not sanctified until Shabbos. V'amai, why does this work? Tikdosh v'tipasel. So I don't understand. That if you hold like the father Rabbi Abin, then what? Then the Kli Shares should be Mekadesh, even Shelo Bizmanam. So the Shulchan should be Mekadesh, the Lechem, to be Pasul already on Sunday. In other words, you put the Lechem party 1 day late on Sunday. So the following Sunday, at that point, the following Sunday, the Lechem should become Pasul because it's already been a week. It should become kadosh, holy, sanctified through being on the shulchan and through being on the frankincense levona in the bezichin. So since it should become pasul and you should not be allowed to eat it the following Shabbos. So Amar Rava, Rava says, man dekam mosiv shapir kamosiv. The one who asked, he is asking well. So the Avuah de Rabbi Abin, now he must need to come out. But the father Rabbi Abin, he also has a brisa. In other words, you can't challenge his words from a Mishnah or a brisa because he didn't say Rabbi Abin has his own support from a brisa. And we, but we're going to, in other words, you can't challenge the father of Rabbi Abin because he has his brisa and here you have another brisa. So we're going to try to resolve the two brisas to see how they are reconciled. But even if they argue, then it's not a problem for the father of Rabbi Abin. You can simply say it's a machlokas. But what we're going to try to do, we're going to try to resolve that these tanaim don't argue on each other. So we're going to say the following. So we want to say the following. Because Savar, the Tana that the father Rabbi Abin brought, that holds that the mincha is pasul because if he did the kmitza at night, he holds laila ein mechusar zman. The nighttime, regarding things that the zman is the next day, is not considered like it's mechusar zman, like it's missing any time, meaning that a mincha that they had the kmitza at night, since on the next day, the next morning is the time of the kmitza, that's not considered like the wrong time. So in terms of it becoming kadosh, in terms of the Kometz becoming holy. In other words, the nighttime goes after the next day. So therefore, the Kli Sharetz sanctifies the Kometz. There's a distinction. Regarding the Avoda, you cannot do this Avoda at night. So the Avoda is pasul, is invalid. But regarding whether the flour that was nikmatza, that you took the handful out, whether that became sanctified in the Kli, so it's not considered mechusar, it's not considered the wrong time, because since you can do it the next morning, so then that is the right time for that perspective. But yom mechusar zman. However, regarding those things that you have to do the next day, there is a, it is considered mechusar zman, meaning what? That by the lechem aponim, that let's say you arrange it on Sunday, and the zman is not until the next Shabbos, so the shulchan doesn't sanctify it. If it was done on the night, and the proper time is the next morning, so then the kli would sanctify it. But when the lechem haponim is placed on the shulchan on Sunday, and the zman is not until the next Shabbos, then the shulchan is not mekadesh it, and that's why you can eat the bread the following Shabbos. Okay? So the Gemara now is going to ask on the explanation that the night before the day is not considered like the wrong time for these purposes. So according to this, that we say that the lechem is not pasul immediately because it's not miskadesh, it's not sanctified in the shulchan, when it's at least, you know, when it's, you know, a day before the right time, and here it's actually in 6 days before the right time. So ki mate be shimshe tikdosh v'tipsol. He says, but let's, when Friday night, right, let's say you put the lechem apodim on Sunday. When Friday night hits, right, so then why don't we say at that point the lechem that is on the shulchan should become kadosh, because the next day that's the time of the avoda, and therefore it should become pasul then. And so in other words, day, right? In other words, you put the bread on Sunday. So the following Shabbos you can't touch it because 7 days haven't passed. So let's say it's Sunday. So you're right. So the bread, the lechem, is not sanctified on the shulchan. However, the following Friday night, it should be sanctified. The bread should be sanctified by the shulchan because the next day is the right time, and so therefore, at that point, it should become kadosh. And then, because you're not eating it that night, so it should become pasul. So amaravina shekadam v'silko. So you have to say that the person removed the bread from the shulchan on Erev Shabbos, close to dark, and since it wasn't placed on the shulchan at night, so it did not become kadosh, and then the next morning you put it back on. So Mar Zutra Vitema Ravashi Amar Filo Tema Bishlo Kadam Vasilko Kevin Shasidro Shlo Kmitvasol Nasa Kamish Shasidro Hakof. So Ravashi wants to say, no, even if you say that you didn't remove it, that since you put it on in the wrong time, it's as if a monkey put it on. And it's as if, basically, it was put on unintentionally, and it's not considered a nesina at all. It's not considered a place at all. And the bread cannot be miskadesh, even when the right time happens. Only when the Kohen removes the lechem from the table, and he arranges it in its time, in the morning of Shabbos, so then it becomes kadosh because of the table. But when you took the handful of the mincha at night, since the night is not considered mechusar zman, since the next day is the avoda, so that's valid and becomes sanctified in the kli, and then the mincha becomes pasul. Okay? All right, let's stop here.